and start getting text alerts. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, News Radio 92.3, 1620. My name is Craig Hines, been filling in for Andrew McKay. So glad to have everybody here with us today. And we want to get us to some good news. I always like, what can we figure out that's going on well in our community and celebrate it? Because I think we do get a lot of stories of angst and worry, especially in the national news. Everything seems to always be going wrong. I mean, it doesn't matter who's in charge or what's going on. It's always something terrible if you listen to the national news. But, you know, here in Pensacola, there are some really amazing things happen. And one of those things is I serve on the board for the Escambia County School Foundations. And so we were at our board retreat, and Keith Leonard, our superintendent, came in. I know Kevin Adams was talking a little bit about as schools getting started back yesterday with Walker. But, excuse me. But Keith shared some stats with us at this meeting, and I was like, man, I have not heard any of these. I did not know that any of this had happened. I don't know what rock I've been under. So maybe you haven't heard it too, so I thought I'd share it with you. There were 53 schools that were graded this last year. We maintained a B grade overall in our school, the school grading system, but this is crazy. 16 schools are A schools now, so it's up from 14 last year. So we gained two A schools. We gained two B schools, so now there's 18 schools that are Bs, 16 schools that are Cs, so we dropped some C schools. Three schools that are Ds. We know we got some more, you know, areas to go, but there are zero F schools in Escambia County, Florida. And I remember a time when the news reports were, you know, there were multiple F schools in Escambia County. Some of the biggest standout gains, Montclair Elementary jumped from an F to a B in just 2 years. That is an insane jump in performance with the students over at Montclair. And if you know anything about the leadership over there, they've been doing some great stuff. Ferry Pass Elementary, Pleasant Grove Elementary, A.K. Suter Elementary, Ransom Middle School, Beulah Academy, all moved from a B to an A. And all in all, eight schools climbed to a C, from a C to a B, including Ernest Ward Middle, which improved by 130 points. That is a 30% jump from last year. And that's part of that. It's just like, man, that's incredible that our schools are doing well, that there's quality education happening. I do know there's issues. We're always going to have issues in schools. We have found the Escambia County School District to be a very big benefit and boost to our kids. My son is currently a senior at Tate High School. My daughter is now at University of West Florida, but she went to Tate, as I mentioned earlier, both of them went to MB Cook in elementary school. But the interesting thing about middle school has kind of always been the, you want to say redhead stepchild, but I don't think that's probably politically correct anymore to say that. But I just said it, so there it is. Where middle school is tough. Man, that's just, I don't know if you, PJ, do you remember middle school at all?
So I had a parochial upbringing. So my elementary school was K to 8.
Okay. Got you. And there's some transitioning to K through 8. We're seeing that. I think Wallace Lake K through 8, which is where one of our campuses is located out in North Pace. That's a great school doing really cool things with this K through 8 program. And there's some benefits. I think we're going to start moving in that direction. I know we've started kind of shifting some to the sixth grade to include an elementary school. But our middle school acceleration rate is number one in the state of Florida. To say that, that's high school level courses, algebra and biology, and industry certifications. That means kids are coming out of middle school in Escambia County, Florida, with more certifications, scoring higher in algebra and scoring higher in biology in these high school level courses than anywhere else in the state of Florida. That is amazing. That is absolutely incredible. And the fact that we sometimes talk about middle school as this black hole that eats all of our children alive. And to see that we're seeing this acceleration and we're seeing these certifications. I know my son graduated Brown Barge with a certification, I think in like a Cessna, as a, like he's certified as a Cessna pilot, like at 12. And so he came home and he was going, can we get a plane? Like, no, we can't buy a plane, son. It would certainly help traffic, though. So let's, while we're on that subject, let's get to Traffic with the Fives.
Traffic's brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Taking a look at the big board, there is a vehicle crash, Lillian Highway at Bauer Road. Roadway is open. I'm PG with your Traffic on the Fives.
So as we talk through, again, we're going to get to a commercial break here in just a second, but this is incredible. Escambia County Public School Systems has moved from only having 9 A-rated schools in 2020 to now having 16 A-rated schools in 2025. I get it. The book fights and all the other stuff that we've talked through, all the other problems that do exist. I get that it's not perfect for everybody. I get that there can be problems, but I'm going to tell you right now, our school board, these guys that are Keith Leonard, they have done something in our community. And really turn these schools around. The percentage of students attending an A or B school is now 64% of our students. We do have to do better. And Keith, he said that, you know, we're not settled with just that. We want all of them to be A schools. We want all of them to rise, and we want to have absolutely no D and F schools. Overall, there's 36% of A schools in Florida, 31% of B schools, 24% C schools, 7% D schools, and 2% F schools in the entire state of Florida. So we're kind of tracking there. We have 30% A schools, so we need to get a little higher. 34% B schools and keeps us a little bit below the average in Bs, but it's a really strong showing as we move up. So good news for our community, and kudos to our school teachers. That's the administration. That's the bus drivers. That's the all the support staff that work in our Escambia County schools. You guys are doing a great job, and we appreciate that. Let's get to some commercials. We're going to come back with the news out of University of West Florida that I'm excited about in just a few seconds.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
God is love. Those simple yet inspiring words were penned by John the Apostle. John had firsthand knowledge of the love of God. It is John who is recorded in Scripture as the disciple whom Jesus loved. It is John who wrote that we love God because he first loved us. It was John who wrote Jesus' words, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And then John is recorded as being a witness to this greater love in which Jesus willingly laid his life down on the cross to die a substitutionary death, which offers salvation to the world. There is no greater love than sacrificial love. God is love.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
If you're 64, about to turn 65, or you're retiring, or for whatever reason you want to find out more information about Medicare, give my friend Ricky Stewart a call. This is all she does. Her whole family does insurance. This is the one part of it that she handles, and she'll help you understand, you know, what's supplement, what's Advantage, what is Medicaid, does Medicaid apply to me? Because a lot of people, and you may be one, don't know the difference, and that's okay. Because these questions aren't that hard, but if you don't know the answers, it can be a little stressful to think about going from private insurance or company-based insurance to government insurance, but it's really not that hard to understand, and she can certainly explain it to you. Give her a call, 341-2185, or look her up online, Ricky Stewart, insured by Ricky, RICKI.com.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air. Tune in today at 9. See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
An official message from Medicare.
I turned 65 this year. I knew it was time to figure out Medicare, and I had questions, like when to enroll and how to enroll. So I went straight to the official source, medicare.gov to get the facts about Medicare. I found answers to all my questions, and I'm ready to get started. And so can you. Just go to medicare.gov to get the real facts about Medicare.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
This time, I wonder what it feels like to find the one in this life.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Pensacola Morning News. I am Craig Heinzman, filling in for Andrew McKay, and we were just talking about Escambia County School Districts, mentioning all the folks that make it happen. That includes the finance department. Someone texted in and said, hey, I work in finance at Escambia County School. It takes us two. Absolutely, because, you know, teachers, while they love the kids and they do the job for cheap, they're not going to do it for free, so we definitely want to get those paychecks out. We're doing some good news, talking through some of the stuff that's going on in Pensacola, Florida, and a good news story that is really, really close to my heart is what was just unveiled at Building 80 at the University of West Florida. That's a fully renovated $1.5 million facility, now home to the school's new civil engineering program and the Tyler Chase Norwood Construction Management Program. This building includes three new wet and dry labs, a trade yard for on-hands work in masonry, carpentry, and welding, and a soils lab for foundation and concrete testing. The Norwood program honors the 2015 graduate Tyler Chase Norwood, whose legacy includes mentoring students in the field. A $250,000 scholarship endowment will help future construction management students. The first class begins this fall, preparing graduates for high-paying jobs in design, construction, and sustainability. I think that's one of the things that as we talk about the state of education, especially secondary education, moving beyond your typical degree fields. I know that the university, PSC, is doing this. I know that the University of West Florida is doing this. They're saying, hey, we need to also help kids in this scenario. And I heard somebody say this morning, you know, these kids are 18 years old, and we're asking them to pretty much determine their career path for the rest of their lives. They can't even rent a car. Yet this is the goal. Now, some kids, like my kid, he has known, my daughter has known since she was in 10th grade. She wanted to be a teacher. She's at University of West Florida, loves it, is doing early childhood education there. But, you know, she specifically wants to do younger children. You know, the attitude she says with the, we're talking about middle schoolers and up, probably not something she wants to deal with. But then my son, he wants to be a rocket systems engineer, and he loves coming to try to talk to me about this stuff. I'm like, dude, I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. You just kind of shake your head and go, oh yeah. But anyway, so University of West Florida has started the civil engineering construction management program, and the Norwood family really spearheaded this effort. Tyler was a great guy, young man, and went on a hunting trip, Mississippi, boat overturned. He had his waders on, and that was it. I officiated the funeral. I've met with the family multiple times, and he did so much. Norwood Stucco, obviously, here in Pensacola, does a lot in the construction field. He did a lot in the construction field. And that, to see that legacy happening at University of West Florida, to see that come to fruition, to be a real and actual thing. I know his wife Kathleen, his widow Kathleen, really spearheaded that. She wanted to make that happen, and that, man, I can't imagine the feeling that they had unveiling that yesterday, and seeing it all come full circle in their life. And that goes back to, again, investing that time, and that we talked about in the small business hour, investing that time into this community. And Norwood Stucco, and the multiple businesses as well, gave to this. and said, hey, this is important. We want to honor not only Tyler and his legacy, but we want to help future generations with the scholarship and this endowment. I mean, it's, I can't talk enough about it and how excited I am to see that happening. I do know we just got a text in that there's a backup at the intersection of 29 and 9 Mile, but I'll let you kind of go with the traffic from there.
All right, I should just let you handle it. There is a vehicle crash, Lillian Highway at Bower Road. They're saying the roadway is open there. Also, taking a look at the front gate of NAS Pensacola, looks like we have some slowdowns going all the way back to Inner Bay Avenue. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, so like I said, there's some good stuff happening in Pensacola and in our community in general and in our nation and in the world. I get it, man. We've got hurricanes out in the Atlantic. We've got Trump moving to Alaska to have this meeting, and you know, hopefully we'll see some change happen there, and I think that's where a lot of us are sitting here going, hey, something's got to happen. And we need some good news. And it's nice to see that the Pensacola community delivers that. And that's one of the things I love about this community. Even when, I think I was telling Josh Newby this, who's a regular on the show here, we can disagree. I was speaking with our Leadership Pensacola current class, and that's a great thing about Pensacola. We can disagree on a lot of things, but we can also agree on a lot of things, and we can make a lot of change happen in our community through our willingness to partner, even when maybe theologically or socially or politically we disagree. We can still see, hey, there's stuff that needs to happen, and we need to be a part of that. And so I'm just appreciative of all of you that are out here in Pensacola making it happen every single day and every single week. You know, we want to make Pensacola a better place to live, to work, to worship. We talked about housing earlier today. There's a new study that just came out that says that homebuyers are actually willing to sacrifice safety for affordability. That's how bad the affordability crisis is right now. Redfin survey of prospective homebuyers finds that 22% of them are willing to buy in what they would consider a less safe neighborhood if it means affording a home. Safety remains a top must-have for the majority, but the high price of mortgage rates that have doubled since 2019 levels are forcing compromise. The top non-negotiables: low crime, personal safety, low natural disaster risk. We talked about the flood-prone areas in Pensacola. And then number four, access to grocery stores. That is an interesting one. We definitely have some food deserts here in Pensacola that have to be addressed. It would be great if a Trader Joe's would come in and fix that for us. That'd be fabulous. We'd love it. Not so important. Politically, alignment of the neighborhood doesn't really matter. Living near family or friends, it doesn't really matter, they said, necessarily. But the typical home price in the U.S. right now. Oh, any guess? PJ, is what you think? The typical home price? The typical home price in the universe?
Average price, maybe
$323,000.
Oh, wow.
The average home price, of according to the National Association of Realtors, up 40% since pre-pandemic levels. And, of course, the mortgage rate is at 7.1%, which is up 3.5% since 2019 as well. It was up double. It was at 3.5%. So, you know, great news. If you have a house, it means your house is worth a lot more. But it does mean that finding a house is getting harder. You know, I talked a little bit about my son being a Rocket guy, I know Trump has just signed an executive order to boost commercial space industry, which, you know, I like, because it means hopefully my son, when he gets his, you know, rocket engineering degree, will have a job. That's one of the things that was like, how many rocket engineers do we need in the country? But he's been someone who's tinkered with that kind of stuff all of his life. We were at, when he was younger, he wanted to build a rocket himself. And so he had gotten online and he had looked up all the parts he needs to make a homemade rocket. Very October Sky. I don't think he's seen that movie. He probably needs to see the movie. But he comes to me with the list. And the list is PVC pipe, our caps. It was fertilizer. And I'm going, son, I can't go into the store and buy all this stuff. I'll be on a watch list for the next 30 years buying this. We'll get to some of that and more here in just a second. Let's get to some traffic on the fives. Or news, I should say. Traffic's on the fives after the news.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is meeting with more European leaders today ahead of the big Trump-Putin summit in Alaska tomorrow.
Fresh off a call with President Trump, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in London today to meet with Britain's Prime Minister. Keir Starmer reiterated there can be no negotiations without Ukraine at the table.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson, President Trump is already eyeing a second summit with Zelensky included. Officials say the D.C. crime crackdown yielded more than 100 arrests, but not without pushback.
Some protests have popped up. There are reports there's a huge uptick in demand for paid protesters, with some having ties to far left activist groups. There's also an immigration tie to all this. Officials vowing to secure D.C., similar to what we saw in border communities over earlier this year.
That's Fox's Mark Meredith. President Trump says he is expecting Congress to extend the takeover beyond the 30-day limit. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got partly cloudy skies. It is 77 degrees. Right now in Pensacola, and good morning, I'm David Wayne. A motorcycle rider died yesterday in a crash on Barrancas. Happened at the intersection with G Street. PPD says the vehicles involved were traveling in opposite directions when a truck made a left turn in front of the bike. The rider died at the scene. Right now there's no information on pending charges. An investigation is ongoing. There's a career fair happening this morning honoring local veterans. It's happening in Milton, being put on by Santa Rosa Economic Development, the Honoring Our Heroes Career Fair. It starts at 10. It'll run until 1 p.m. today and connect potential employees with a diverse range of employers in Santa Rosa County.
You can go online to an Indeed. You can go and employ Florida, but the opportunity to meet, I still believe, an individual in person will give you the best opportunity to find that job.
Communications coordinator Chad Brillante, he says that while the event does honor veterans, it is also open to everybody, and this is being held at the Santa Rosa Auditorium in Milton. If you want more information, check out careersourceescarosa.com or look at their pages on Facebook or social media. A Pensacola insurance agent is pleading not guilty to multiple white-collar crimes. Daniel Rainey entered his pleas in an Escambia County court on Tuesday. He's accused of using his company, Rainey Ventures LLC, to obtain financing for insurance policies without actually purchasing them. Investigators say Rainey signed premium finance agreements with AFCO Credit and received over $300,000, which was deposited into his own accounts. Investigators say he also conducted similar schemes with other financing companies. Rainey is facing charges related to embezzlement and fraud. He remains in the Escambia jail on $272,000 bond. An arraignment hearing is scheduled for August 27th. The Florida Python Challenge in the Everglades is over. The winner, Taylor Stanberry. She single-handedly removed 60 invasive snakes from the Everglades to take home a $10,000 grand prize.
Each of our competitors is a champion for conservation, and every invasive python removed from the environment is a win for our native wildlife and habitats.
That's the FWC's Sarah Funk. She thanked all the competitors for removing a record 294 pythons from the Everglades during that challenge. Well, changes are coming for elected officials. News Radio's Chris Bryan with this report.
A record number of elected officials are eyeing the exits. With just under 15 months to go until the 2026 midterms, 9 senators and 21 House members have announced they don't plan to run for re-election. There will be 470 congressional seats on the ballot in 2026, all 435 House seats, 33 regularly scheduled Senate contests, and 2 special elections to fill the remainder of Senate terms here in Florida and in Ohio. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. It's partly cloudy. We've got 77 degrees right now in Pensacola. Our forecast in just a few seconds. But first, let's check in with PJ and get a look at our traffic on the fives.
Thanks, David. Looks like US 29 from, the southbound lane from about East 9 Mile Road all the way down to US 10 is seeing some pretty major backups. So just be aware of that. If you can go an alternate route, please take it. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. Now our Channel 3 forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be seeing a nice day today with just a 30% chance of a stray shower, high near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 77. For Friday, 30% chance of rain, otherwise mostly sunny skies, high near 91. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Going into Saturday, 30% chance of rain, high near 92. And by Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 76. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 77 degrees. Heat index bringing that up to about 90 right now. Our next news at 8 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. More economic data releases are on the docket for today. July's producer price index reading, as well as jobless claims data for the week ending August 9th, is slated for release in 10 minutes. Economists polled by Dow Jones are expecting the measure of wholesale prices to show a 0.2% rise on the month. Economists agree that higher tariff inflation is coming. Despite President Trump slamming Goldman Sachs for predicting higher consumer prices, the bank is standing by its research. Other Wall Street economists agree with the call. A new survey of more than 4,000 workers says more than half of business travelers have had loved ones join their work trips. The number jumps to 73% for C-suite executives. Some companies support the practice, while others view it as a policy gray zone. Futures are mixed ahead of inflation data, dropping in 10 minutes. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials gained 463, the NASDAQ up 31, the S&P 500 up 20. That's your money now.
Come on, start.
Looking for reliable auto repairs without breaking the bank?
Well, yeah.
At Affordable Automotive, we keep your car and your budget running smooth.
That's more like it.
Hi, I'm Kenny with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. My father started this business over 30 years ago, and we continue to proudly serve the Gulf Coast with trusted local service. Whether you're a first-time or returning customer, we inspect each vehicle like it's our own. From oil changes, engine replacements, and diagnostics, our certified techs do it right the first time. Fast, honest, and fair, just like auto service should be. So if your car needs care, bring it to Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. Visit us at AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com and schedule your appointment today. That's AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com. Affordable Automotive. Quality you can afford.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Pensacola.
News Radio 92.3 wants to know what you think about our programming. Join the Listener Advisory Board and fill out our quick survey. Your feedback helps us shape the shows you love and discover new ones, whether it's news, talk, sports, or other programming. We want to hear your suggestions and ideas. It takes just a few minutes, and it makes a big difference. Visit newsradio923.com today to fill out the survey. Let's make your listening experience even better. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Oh,
Good morning, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. This is the Pensacola Morning News. My name is Craig Heisman, sitting in for Andrew McKay here at News Radio 1620. Dependable? Was it informative, local, and dependable? Thank you. I was like, I cannot remember what that first word is. Informative, local, dependable. Including, as we normally have, Mike Wood from the Pensacola Police Department coming on every Thursday, blessing us with his presence. And as I will echo something that, Mike, before we get started, I will echo what Andrew said last year. You make it so incredibly easy to understand and know what's going on in Pensacola, especially in the Pensacola Police Department. You're doing a bang up job of being someone that the public can go to and talk to and understand what's going on. So, man, I really appreciate you.
Well, good morning. I appreciate that. Thank you very much and welcome.
So we had a motorcycle accident, I think the second one in this area in a couple of weeks. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we've had six this summer, and that's one is way too many, but six is just horrific. The latest one started on Sunday afternoon at 14th and Gregory. That has been a bad intersection for serious crashes and fatalities lately, or actually for a long time. But this motorcycle rider was ejected from his bike during the crash and is, from what I understand, is in very, very bad and grave condition. So we've also had one on yesterday at G and Branch that resulted in the rider passing away on the scene. This was happened during a heavy rainstorm, and there was a pickup truck going the opposite direction that made a left turn in front of this motorcycle, and the collision occurred. And it's just, again, we've had a lot of them this summer. Sometimes it was the rider's fault, and other times it was the fault of the vehicle. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, you know, we've always heard watch for motorcycles all the time. I mean, when it's beautiful out and when the weather is inclement, we need to watch for those bikes. But the riders also need to respect those bikes and respect the speed limits and wear that helmet. You know, even though it's not required by law anymore, it's just something that's smart to do.
Well, yeah, and I think part of it is, you know, we knowing that it's not just bad drivers, but sometimes it's, you know, motorcyclists that aren't paying attention to what's going on as well. It's important to note, obviously, we have to be on alert, and, we, you know, with the new red light cameras, kind of talks about that a little bit. But just being a decent driver, just being someone who looks out for not just yourself, I know I've got to get somewhere quickly, or I don't want to have to deal with the traffic or the congestion, so I'm going to skirt around and do. That's going to lead to more and more of these issues that go on here in Pensacola. What else you got for us today, Mike?
I want to get back to this for one moment. We've caught motorcycles on the 3-mile bridge at 130 miles an hour before, which is just ridiculous. So,
my goodness. My goodness.
Those riders have got to just, you know, respect the law and the speed limits. They're out there for a reason, and everybody seems to think it's not going to happen to them, but there are a lot of riders that it did happen to, and that, you know, they say, well, now, I'll never operate a motorcycle like that again. I didn't think it would happen to me, but it can happen to each and every one of them. Just like it can, you know, they have to ride defensively too. These operators of motor vehicles looking and can cause a crash as well. So it goes both directions, I guess, is my point. Also this week, we assisted the Florida Highway Patrol. They were in pursuit of a vehicle that started on Interstate 10, and that got off on Scenic Highway. The vehicle did. It eventually crashed north of Manalay Drive. The driver fled on foot, and a perimeter was set up by Pensacola police officers who arrived very quickly, and a canine track was conducted by Officer Zach Harris and his canine Onyx. Officer Harris is just that canine team between him and Onyx is just incredible. Lots going on every time that they go to work, and that suspect ended up being caught in a marsh. Did not give up, didn't obey orders like he was supposed to, and ended up getting bit by a dog.
Oh, I have been there. Not bit by the dog with my skin, but I was able to. For those of you who don't know, it's not like a normal interaction. There's nothing normal about it. I was sleeved up, and the dog got on me, and it hits you like a truck. That dog is coming at you fast. If you've never seen a dog demonstration, they do some incredible stuff over there. So, man, way to go, Onik. That's incredible.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. If you've I've had the sleeve on before during canine demonstrations. When that dog leaps into the air and puts all of his weight on that sleeve during that bite, you're going to go to the ground, and it happens every time. So it's something. When the officer is telling you to obey, you know, or the canine will be released, it's probably something you ought to pay attention to.
Absolutely. Let's take it right here. Let's get with PJ, traffic on the fives.
All right. Still just looking at that one area on the board, Highway 29, Pensacola Boulevard from about 9 Mile Road to West Detroit Boulevard. There's a major slowdown there, so just be aware of that. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Mike, anything else that you have for us today?
Yeah. A party going around about it shows a Pensacola police car striking another vehicle. This happened on Highway 29 not too long ago, and I wanted to let everybody know what was going on. There was some bad information out there about that. This was not a high speed collision between the two. This person that they were pursuing was in a stolen vehicle that refused to stop several lines and had collided with other vehicles. And when the officer was right behind it or next to it on Highway 29, they collided once again. This is where the video begins. The vehicle spun around, and several officers were able to box it in and make the arrest without further incident. So no injuries, no high speeds during that particular collision, and everybody was okay.
Are we seeing a little bit more of this? You know, I know in D.C. we had the sandwich tossing incident yesterday. Are you seeing more resistance right now in the community when it comes to like traffic stops and that kind of stuff, or is it just par for the course?
No, it's nothing that spiked. It's just something that's gone on, you know, forever. And people, the police officers are standing between a person's freedom and them going to jail, and a lot of people just simply don't want to go to jail. And the fight or flight kicks in, and that's just part of the job. Our job is to try to de-escalate that as fast as we can, and if we have to use force, use the minimum force necessary to effect that arrest, and hopefully nobody gets hurt.
Well, thank you, Mike Wood with Pensacola PPD. Always doing a great job. We're going to break for commercials, and we'll be back shortly.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. When it comes to safety, Subarus are all-star performers. In fact, the 2025 Subaru Ascent, Crosstrek, Forester, and Outback earned top marks with a 5-star overall vehicle score from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And the Subaru Ascent has been an IIHS top safety pick for 8 years running. The Forester has been an IIHS top safety pick for 19 years running. And the Outback has been an IIHS top safety pick for 16 years running. All of which explains why the American Customer Satisfaction Index ranks Subaru number one in safety. Subaru, more of what you value most. Get special low rates on select new vehicles during the Subaru A Lot to Love event going on now through September 2nd at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
As long as I've lived here, you know, back to when she was in the news and then all the things that she's done since then and with her family and everything else. And when she said that she wanted to get into real estate, those of us who knew her thought, well, a lot of people try, but if anybody can make it work, you can. And she has, it's unbelievable, honestly. And the reason is because, you know, she's really smart and she's very personable. But frankly, I think it's because she's willing to do all the little things that kind of everybody knows you're supposed to do. She just does them. She calls back right away. She follows up. And when people come and look at a house and they don't make an offer, she thinks, well, let's find out why. So she'll call the agent and the agent will say, well, they didn't like this or the price or whatever. And, you know, she says, okay, great, because that's a learning opportunity. Maybe we can do it better in the future. Or, well, you know, actually, we can fix that. Would they be interested if we did this? Maybe, because that can become a sale. That is such a little thing, but think about it. How many people are really willing to do that little step but it can turn into so many great results. That's the way she approaches everything, from fixing nails in the drywall, you know, holes in the drywall the night before you're supposed to have a closing just to make sure the closing happens. Whatever it takes, she gets the job done. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need any job done outdoors, you need Five Star Outdoor Services. They handle it all. Lawn care, landscaping, power washing, concrete, clearing, decks, privacy fencing, you name it, they can do it. With pride in their work and at a price that's right. Five Star Outdoor Services is a local company with your satisfaction their main goal. Dependable, reliable, and affordable. See for yourself. Google Five Star Outdoor Services or check them out on Facebook for all jobs outdoors. Five Star Outdoor Services.
Join Claimology today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storm claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what to do before the next storm arrives. That's today at 9:30 with Claimology on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Craig Heisman filling in for Andrew McKay, Pensacola Morning News. Just got off talking to Mike Wood over at PPD. And guys, if you see a police officer, there are so many out there doing a great job. I know every now and then you get a story about one who's not doing, you know, didn't do right or whatnot. But man, I'm going to tell you, Pensacola is full of great men and women in law enforcement. That's both Pensacola Police, the Sheriff's Office, doing a good job every week. And I've gotten to know a lot of these guys over the years, working with them and just wanting to give their all. And sacrifice. We talked in the 6 o'clock hour with some of our folks from a small business, talk about giving. Giving is important to building community, building your business, but it's also important in building your reputation within the community. And the Pensacola Police Department has certainly done that. I am having so much. If you've ever been in this studio, there's four televisions that are up constantly. And at one point in time, just about 5 minutes ago, it was all Taylor Swift. Every single one of them. It's like, apparently she went on a podcast. And originally my daughter told me about this. She's not a Swiftie. She was a long time ago. She was like, we got her. This is actually when we, how can I say this? I don't know. So this was when we informed her that a December tradition was not done in the way that she had been told most of her life as a child it had been done. And we let her in on the secret that this delivery of things was no longer, because people are, you know, there's people in car rider lines, was done differently. Was a Taylor Swift concert ticket. Like, it was the Red Tour. And we were like, no one's getting credit for that but mom and dad. That's happening. So we're just going to dispel all the other, it's done today. But that was the last time, you know, we were necessarily Taylor Swift fans. But the economics of Taylor Swift is pretty incredible. She went on a podcast, a sports podcast, with her boyfriend. And originally I was like, this is stupid. I don't need to see Taylor Swift on a sports podcast. I'm not a huge sports guy. Talking earlier with PJ, I was in show choir. I was in drama. It's hard to believe. I'm certain I never did sports. I actually had avoided sports altogether until my son, we were late picking him up for school one day, and he just went and ran with cross country because I was late picking him up. And he started joining the cross country team. And so now all of a sudden I'm going to like cross country matches and track meets and all this other stuff. And I was like, man, I had avoided this for 18 years of my life as a parent and way before that as a kid. Anyway, but I'm an Auburn fan, rabid Auburn fan, which is also why it's sometimes more difficult for me to, my pastor, head pastor, Gordon Godfrey, is a rabid Alabama fan. In fact, he's going to be hosting the Alabama talk show on ESPN, the sister station here, starting on the 22nd. And it pains me even to mention that because I'm such a rabid Auburn fan, but I'm not a big sports person, but I don't like it when sports intertwines in other areas. So when I first saw Taylor Swift on this podcast, I'm going, oh, it's just, I just can't even. And the whole album drop thing and the, you know, all the people freaking out about it and the countdowns, I'm going, this is ridiculous. I can't even do this with this whole thing right now. But what's interesting is I kind of watched it without, I'm now watching it without the sound and without all the opinions. And one of the coolest things about when you do a wedding, when you officiate a wedding, is that moment when the husband, sees the bride coming. It's my favorite moment of all. So I know kind of now we've gotten to a place where we can do, first looks and everything ahead of time. But man, when you get to see that moment where he sees his future bride come down that aisle, it's such that look on their face is so amazing. But I honestly just saw that look in Travis Kelce's face to Taylor Swift. Like that dude loves that chick. It's not a business deal. He actually loves that chick, and he was very proud to show her off on this podcast to her brother. I'm sure, listen, both of them are incredibly intelligent. They have got great business acumen. I'm 9 million viewers on this podcast in the last 12 hours. So yeah, it's working, but it's not disingenuous. I mean, that look changed me. That look was like, All right. I'm being a little bit of a jerk. And we are going to talk about relationships at the very end of this, because our frivolous topic today, go ahead and get you started on it to get you kind of prepped for it. I've got, like I said, a 20-year-old and a 17-year-old. I deal with a bunch of their friends that come in and their relationships. And this is where I'm struggling with, and we're going to talk about this. So begin thinking about this answer for later in the program. How should you ask somebody out? Like how should you go about doing it? I am a big proponent that is an in-person deal. That is a face-to-face. It should be just straight on. Hey, do you want to go out on a date? Not all these weird roundabout questions but I listen. I know enough now to know I'm old. I'm officially beyond. beyond the stage in which I don't think I was ever cool. Like I said, show choir. I have my own issues going back to those times in my life. But one thing I was, if I wanted to date a girl, I asked her, and if I got a no, I got a no, and you kind of move on, you find somebody else. And, probably the reason I led me to basically, two fiancés before I met my wife. So I might not, again, I might not be the best person to answer this question, but I look at today's generation and I look and say, hey, you guys got to have the conversations. You got to have the tough conversations. You got to be able to have this interpersonal dialogue. And if you can't do the basic, just ask the girl out or ask the guy, or should the girls wait for the guy to ask them out? That's the other thing. So we're going to talk about that in frivolous topics a little bit later in the program. So we've talked about a number of things. One of the things that just happened recently is gopher tortoises have basically, are you familiar with the gopher tortoise thing in at all in Florida?
I'm not.
So the gopher tortoise is super protected. Back when I was in Panama City, it wasn't so much so. In fact, we had, my grandfather did gopher tortoise races. They would race them for the Lions Club, but they are an incredibly endangered species and super protected. So now they've halted all drainage projects on this $5 million drainage project. Why? Because they found gopher tortoises. And so now they're going to have to figure out how to move them, which could cost up to $100,000 to move them. You do not want to find one on your property. I promise you that. If you find one, it's done deal. That is the gopher tortoise's house. You don't own it anymore.
Stream us at NewsRadio923.com. NewsRadio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Ukraine gets soldiers and new weapons. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, who's in London for talks, says they got 84 prisoners back in another swap with Russia and $1.5 billion worth of new U.S. weapons paid for by European allies. While in Russia, that's leader Vladimir Putin in a video the day before his summit with President Trump in Alaska. He says the U.S. is making quite energetic and sincere efforts to stop the hostilities.
One of the best things about President Trump's negotiating style is that he's very wise about not broadcasting moves he may or may not make.
Press Secretary Caroline Levitt tells Fox there could be economic sanctions on Russia if no ceasefire agreement is reached.
But he has always said that diplomacy and negotiation is his primary way of hoping to end this war.
Levitt also just told Fox in the ongoing crackdown on Washington crime with National Guard troops and federal agents out on patrol.
Overnight, there were 45 criminal arrests made.
There have also been demonstrations against the Trump crackdown as city leaders insist crime is down big from 2023. For a second day, there's a manhunt in Kentucky for the gunman who shot and killed a mom taking her daughter to a bus stop.
Obviously, this person presents a clear and definitive danger to the community, and we want to make sure that he is taken